second says, give me back my Torah. So the Shaymi says, you know what, it was my fault I got lost. So Matna like Fela. As soon as he says Pashati, that's like he's saying, I'm going to pay you. It's my fault, I have to pay you. So as soon as the Shaymi is kind enough to admit that he's going to have to pay, right away the owner means to be Matna to the Kefal. Why? The boy Patanasha Bidineva. Because if the Shaymi wanted to, really could have said to the owner, you know what, it was stolen from me. And he could have sworn freed himself. But since the Shem is admitting that he was Pashati, it's his fault, and he's paying, he wants to pay, that alone is enough that the owner is Makatayv, and the owner is Makat in the Kefal. So this calls the Chur good luck of Chil Rabbi, you don't have to pay as long as you want to pay. But another Chiddush is, Shem Asachar, even though you are Shem Asachar. Kivan Shaman Ignibo, the same thing, as soon as Shem Asachar admits to the owner, it was stolen from me, and by saying that, you have to pay, right away, Makna Lek Fela, the owner on his own, right away is giving over the Kefal to the Shem Asachar. Why? What is he doing? What is he doing so nice? Because really, the boy potanashe b'shvura onesa. Because the shayim asachar could have said like it died by itself, and that's like an honest. And the shayim asachar was potter an honest. But since if he wanted to, he could have freed himself, and now he's admitting to have to pay for that. The owner still is knocked in the kefal. Shoyel, what about a shayim asachar? He just borrowed something.
See here, Rav Kuka says that shoyel. Shoyim ha'reni mishalim. When the shoyel just says, I will pay the money, and he didn't pay the money yet, le makna lek feilo. Here, the owner does not give him the kefal back to the shoymer, back to the shoyel. Why? Because for my hevel le miftanafshei, like what's the big favor the shoyel is doing? How could it be freed himself? Only with the kind of b'meisa machmas malocha, if it died during the actual work, because otherwise the shoymer shoyel. It's chayiv and olein sin. So the only way he could have freed himself if he said it would have died during the work. So meisa machmas malocha is lashchiyat, it doesn't happen too often. So therefore, it's not something the owner is afraid about. Therefore, the owner is not makna the kfeilo. Like we'll soon see, but it's only kozman he just said, not when he actually paid up. Then the Gemara says, "Ikad yami." Some said, "Omer papa shel nami, a shel also kibun shamarini mishalom." As soon as he says he will pay up, makna like kfeilo, the owner wants to give him the kefil. Why? Because true, the boy put an ashvi meisa machas malocha. If he wanted to, he could have freed himself with the tain of meisa machas malocha. That's the second notion. No, the shem shol is like all the other shemrim, just with rot. So the shalom, the owner gives him the kefil. Rav Zid said back, Hokuyamabai, this is the way Abai said that Sherlachi Shalim. No, Sherl is not enough that he says he will pay, only until he pays up the actual money, that's when he gets the kefal. My time, what's the reason? Since everything, all the enjoyment is to the Sherl, he can do whatever he wants with it, he doesn't have to pay for it, he just borrows it. The fact that the Sherl just says he will pay up, even though he didn't pay up yet, he does not get the kefal. So what says now, Tani Kavasa Yerzavid, I'll bring a proof according to Rabbi Zavid. Again, that by Shemim Shoyel is different than other Shemim. Even though other Shemim receive the money when they just say, they receive the kefal, even though they just say they will pay up, and they find the gana before they actually pay up, but a Shoyel is different. Because it says, see, Hashoyel for Mechaberu, somebody borrows a poro from his friend, the Nignevo, and it was stolen from him, so it depends. It was stolen from the Shoyel, now the Kidem Hashoyel Vishilim. If the Shoyel goes fast and pays up, Mashma only because he paid up the money. But then we find the ganiv. So Misham Dashkun the Kefal the Shoyel. And Echnami, then the Shoyel still receives the Kefal. So the Gemara says like this. The Lishna Kama, the Rav Papa, according to the first Lashon of Rav Papa that he said the Shoyel does not receive Kefal, Vadalei have a Tiyufta. It won't be a Tiyufta from over here. Because the first Lashon was just that when the Shoyel says he will pay up, he doesn't receive the Kefal. But then Echnami, when he actually pays up, then Avadi does receive the Kefal. So therefore, it wouldn't be a cash on the first Lashon. It would be a little of proof to the first Lashon. But according to the second Lashon of Rav Papa, that he said that the Shoyel is like all of the Shoyimrim. As soon as he just says, I'll pay you up, he gets the Kefal right away. He says, so Lachur, here it's the Yufta. Here it says the opposite. Here it says, the Shoyel only gets the Kefal when he actually pays the money up. Samara says, no, Omar Rav Papa, Rav Papa can answer you. Mi alima mi masnisin, is this any stronger than our Mishnah? Tiktoni Shilim. Our Mishnah also said a Lashon of Shilim. Fi Akimna, we said, you know what the Mishnah means? Be Omar, when the Shoyel just says he will pay up. Sochinam here also the same thing, be Omar. Even though it says Kidim, it means as soon as the Shoyel says he will pay up, he'll get the money back. He'll get Kefal back. Samara says, no, you can't answer this. Mi dummy is the brisa like our Mishnah. Hosam like Katani Kidim. And the Mishnah doesn't say an extra Lashon of Kidim. But Hocha Katani Kidim. Here it says Lashon Kidim. Mashma did something first. Mashma that he actually paid up the money. Sumar says no. You could answer my Kidim, Kidim Viyama. What is Kidim? He did something first. I just said first. Sumar says no. Mi Diktani Gabi Seicher. Since it says by Seicher. Viyomar and he said. To Gabi Shoyel Kidim, and by Shoyel it says Lashon of a Kidim, the Hurish Ramina, Dafka Katani, it means exactly what it says. So here it's mashma shoyl only gets kefil when he actually pays up. But before he pays up, he does not get kefil. So Mar says, no, nidigab yadodi tanya, what these two brises learned one next to another, that you can make a diyek that one only says Omar, and one says Kidim. So when it says the lashon of Kidim, it really means that he paid up first. No, it was said separately. Therefore, no, you can't make this diyek. Both cases, it means just Kidim. It just means that Omar, and he said, even just by saying also, the shayel will get the kefil. Mar says, no, Tanya, we learned that Shalinu l'tanoi yes, l'tanoim, the very Rav Chia, or the very Rav Oishia, for Yarmu, they both said, the gab yadodi tanya. That was both learned, these two prices were learned together. If so, l'chur then and l'chlam, l'chur then it should be a kasha on the second lashon of Rav Papa. Because again, according to the second lashon of Rav Papa, a shayel gets the kefil even when he just says that he would pay up, even before he actually paid up. That a shomer shol is like any other shomer. And here it's mashma, no, here it's mashma that the shol only gets the kefil when he pays up. But before he pays up, he does not get the kefil, like Rav Zvid said the svaris, that by a shol, since called hano shaloi, he doesn't get the kefil so fast. Only when he actually pays up the money to the owner does he get is the owner machna back to the kefil. But before he pays up the money, the owner is not machna to him the kefil.
Pay you up. There we say the owner needs to give him the kefil right away. But the Gabi Shoyl, when the Sefer talks about a Shema Shoyl, here it says Kidim. Doesn't just say the word V'yomar, so Kidim is Mashmah more than V'yomar. Shema Amina Dafti Ketoni. In Mashmah, the word Kidim means he did something fast, means he paid up the money. So it's not like Rapapa, it's like the next man, the Yomar. That it's only when a Shoyl pays up the money does he get the kefil, but not just by saying. Tumar says, no, Midi Gabi Adodi Tanya, where these two brises learn together, they learn separately. So you can't ask the question, how come one says Omar and one says Kidim? Tumar says, no, Shalim Lul Tanoa, yes, the Tanoim, the very Rabbi Chiba Rabbi Chiyah, or the very Rabbi Ishiyah, the Yamri, and they said, yes, that Gabi Adodi Tinyan, they will learn together. So if they will learn together, then that's a proof, Taka, that by Shem Mishayol, he only gets the kefil if he really pays up the money. But before he pays up the money, just the Omar does not help by a Shem Mishayol. Like we said before, Svaro, since Kol Hanor Shaloi, all the enjoyment goes to the Shayol, a Shayol is a little bit different. Now the Gemara says, cheat this for sure. Omar Eini Mishalim. First the Shem says, I'm not going to pay you up. V'chazu b'yomar Eini Mishalim. And then he says, no, I will pay you up. So Pshita, we go after his last lashon that he said, and therefore it's a scar with the owner means to give him the kefil. Since he ended off saying, I will pay you the money. I'm not going to swear, I will pay you. Elo, the question is like this though. Omar Harani Mishalim. First the Shoyma says, okay, you want your parah back, it was stolen from me, but still I'll pay you up. The Chazav of Yomar, and later he says, no, Eini Mishalim, I won't pay you up. My, what does the Shoyma mean to say when he says, I won't pay you up? Me, I'm going to do, he say, Meheda Kohadabe. He's like retracting. And Taki does not mean to pay up, so therefore he does not get the kefil. By Dilma, maybe no, the Mosayu Koi. Maybe the Shema really still means what he first said, that I want to pay you up. If so, how come he changes his mind now and says, no, I won't pay you up? Or the Chuyu to come out, it just means to push him off, as if to say, I don't have the money on hand yet, so give me another day or two till I get the money. So therefore, if we found the Ganav in between, we still consider as if the Shema really wants to pay you up the money. He doesn't want to swear to free himself. So maybe it's still a svar with the owner means to give him a kefil. That's the question. That's one shayla. Another shayla is, Omar Harani Mishalim. Let's say the shayma said, yes, I'll pay you up. I'm not going to swear it was stolen from me. I'll pay you up. Umeis, and then the shayma died. For the Omru Bonav, and now the children of the shayma say, Ein Anu Mishalim, we don't want to pay you up. My, what's the lacha? Me, I'm going to do, we say, that the kids now are retracting from what the father said, and the kids taka do not want to pay. So then, if they find the ganav later, the kefil will not go to the kids. Or Dilma, maybe Dilma Sayyid Yavu and Kaimi. Again, no. Maybe the kids still are keeping the father's words, and the kids mean to pay it up. So why are they saying we're not going to pay up now? Just so the chuyehudu kamatchilei. The kids are just stalling, pushing you away. They're stalling for time. That's all. But maybe they still really mean to pay. So therefore, when we find the ganav in between, maybe the kids will still get the kefil. What's going to be sholmul bonimai? Again, the Shema died. And after the Shema died, now the kids on their own said, you know what, we'll pay you up the money. So my, what's the locha? Does the owner mean to give the kefil to the kids or not? Motzi Yomalhu, could the owner say, Kiat Nikfelo, when did I ever mean to give away the kefil? Liavuchen, only to your father, to the real Shema. To him, I wanted to do him a favor and give him over the kefil. Because he did the big favor to me. He took care of my animal. So since he took care of my animal, even before she says, that Tom and Rabbi, a lot of times your father did me good favors. So that's why I mean to give him the kefil. But l'didchulai, but to you, the children know, the owner never meant to give you the kefil. The kids will not receive the kefil. Even if we find the ganav later, the kefil will go to the owner. There's no difference. Once the owner wanted to give the kefil away to the father, so even when the father dies, the owner still has in mind to give the kefil to the kids. Right, the shilein lebonim. What's going to be if the real owner died, and the kids in Yarshin? Now the shomer, when it comes to collect, so the shomer pays it back to the kids, pays it back to the Yarshin. My, what's the locha? Motzi yamer, could the Yarshin say, "Kamotzi yamalei kiyak locha avuna kfeilo tiyavdis le naich nafshei"? My father meant to give you the kefil because you did him favors. Avla nan ledidan loy, but to us you didn't do us any favors, so we don't want to give you the kefil. Is now that the owner died, the Yoshim take over. So the Yoshim say, we don't want to give you the kefil. You didn't do us any favor. No, there's no svar. The svar is no. Since the father wanted to give over the kefil to the shomer, it's a svar. When the Yoshim take over, automatically, they also have this stam das that the kefil goes to the shomer. Right, another shaila is, sholmu bonim lebonim. Let's say both of them die. The original owner dies, and the shomer dies. So now the kids of the original owner go to the shameless kids and says, give us back the Purah. And again, the kids say, okay, we'll pay you up. My, do they still receive the kefil or not? Because it's the same shalas. Do we say, you didn't do us any favors, I'm not going to give it to you? Or maybe no, there's always a light plug. I mean, din, because I'll just say maybe. And since the mice, you paid up the money, that alone is enough of a sword to give over the kefil. Shilei machzumai. Let's say the shomer says, you know what, I'll pay you for half of the animal. Not for the whole animal. Half of the animal, I'll take a swear that it was stolen. But half of the animal, I'll pay you up. So do you get half of the kefil or not? Shoel shtei poros. You borrowed two poros. Vishilu machzumim. And you only paid up for one, not for the other. Mai. Does the owner still mean to give you kefil for one animal? Or maybe no. Since one animal you're not paying for, I don't give you anything. Shoel min ashutfim. Let's say you took this animal from two people from a shutfim. Vishilu liyachadmen. You only paid up half to one person. My, what's the locha? Do we say he by himself means to give you his share in the kefil? Or maybe you get nothing until you pay back from both of them? Shutfim shesholu. Two people together borrowed the porah, became a shomer. Vishilam echemim, and one of them paid up his half. My, what's the locha? Again, since the owner only got back half, does he mean to give back half of the kefil? Or maybe no. Shol menisha. Let's say you borrowed the porah, you took it from the wife. Now, we know mashkoni shekona baila, and then later vishilam labaila. When it came back to paying, you paid back the money to the husband, not to her. My, what's the locha? Do we say, since you paid Rosh Hashanah, Isha, Porosh, and Nichsim, Elud, Sha'keren, Shalor, the Peris, Labal, the animal that the Keren belongs to the Isha, but the Peris belong to the husband, and you paid now the money to the husband. Shashilam, Apor, Labal, Amal, Rosh Hashanah, Lichme, Sakefo, Miyamina, Kivan, the Keren, Lav, the Balu, Lav, Tashlum, Yalyaninu. Since the Keren, or the real Porosh, belongs to the Isha, not to the husband. So when you paid up the husband, it's not called you paid up the real owner. So you don't get the kefil. Rashi says, no, keep on that patropasu. Since the husband is like that patropas over in the chosin, when you pay up to the husband, that's also considered he'll give you over the kefil. So that's the shaila. If you took the poro from the isha, she's the real owner, and you paid back the money to the husband, is that a svara you get the kefil or not? All right, turn over. Right. Isha sheshola. Let's say the wife borrowed the parah. She became the shomer. Vishila and baila. Then when it came to pay back the money, the husband paid up for her. Again, my, what's the locha? Since the shomer itself is not paying up, just the husband, maybe the owner doesn't mean to give over the kefil to the husband. The owner meant to give the kefil to her, and since she's not paying, maybe the owner doesn't mean to give over the kefil. So in all these cases, the Gemara says, take it's like a good shaila, what we should do. Amar Rav Huna, Huna says, Mashbi inoisai shvua shena b'shusai. Even in the case when the shomer on his own admits that I'll pay you up, he admits the shomer that the Torah was stolen from him, and instead of swearing he wants to pay up the money, still Rav Huna says, we make the shomer swear that he's not holding it in his own rishus. My time, what's the reason? Chashinim were afraid, Shem ain't of Nosambo. Maybe the shomer liked this Torah, and he wants to keep it for himself. Now to be an outright gun if he doesn't want to. That's why he's nicha to pay the owner the money, in order that he should keep it, and you're not allowed to do that. Therefore, we make the shomer swear it's not his rishus. Meis, they have a kashin in Rav Huna, if there's such a shrul like this. It says, Alocha amal v'eschadera l'mashkin. If you lent your money, you lent your friend money, and he gave you back a mashkin, the yovet a mashkin, and now the malva loses the mashkin, loses the pledge. The Yomaloi, so to my focus now. The Yomaloi, Sela Hilva Sicholov. I lent you a Sela, and Shekel Hoyeshova. This Mashkin was only worth a Shekel, that's half of a Sela. So in other words, you Loiva still owe me a Shekel. Valoyoim, the Loiva says, no Loi. Kiela Sela Hilva Sicholov. True, you lent me a Sela, but Sela Hoyeshova. This Mashkin that I gave you was also worth a Sela. So therefore, I'm Potter. I don't have to pay you. Locher is Potter. It's called your Koifa Makoil. So the Loiva is Potter from paying up, unless the Malbe can bring a proof of Eidim. What about the opposite way? Sell the sichol of shekel hoyeshova. The Malbe says, I lent you a seller, and the smashkin that you gave him was only worth a shekel. So therefore, even true, I lost it, but you still owe me another shekel. For Allah, you the way that says, loy, kiel a seller of the sinol of. Yitaka lent me a seller. And shloisha dinrin hoyeshova. This smashkin I gave you was worth three dinrin. In other words, I admit that I owe you one dinner. That's called the moed of the mixtas. The Malbe is asking for like two dinrin, for seller. And you're admitting that you owe him one dinner. So Chai, you have to swear you're moed v'miksas. What about Sela Hilva Sinemolov? I'll lend you a Sela, and Beis Hoyeshova, and the laborer is saying, you know what, this mashkin I gave you was worth two Seloyim. Sada Rabbi, you owe me money back. Faloyer, and the Malba says, Loi, Kiela Sela Vasicholov, Sela Yeshova. True, I'll lend you a Sela, but the mashkin was also only worth a Sela. Therefore, the Malba is saying, I don't owe you a penny. Potter, that's called Kaifa Bakil, the Malba is Potter. What about Sela Hilva Sinemolov? Shnayim Hoyeshova. The Loiva says, listen, sure you lent me a seller, but the mashkin that I gave you was worth two seloyim. So now that you lost it, you owe me back a seller. V'alo yoyma, the Malva says, loy, ki el a seller v'sicholov, alov, I lent you a seller, and hey dinrin hoyeshava, I admit that the mashkin was worth more, it was worth four dinrin, one dinner more than a seller. So like the Malva is moidu v'miksas. He admits that I owe you a dinner, but not more. Chai, again, the Malva has to swear, because he's a moidu v'miksas. Now, mi nishba, who has to swear? Mi sha pekodin etzlei. It says the one that's holding the pekodin, the one that's holding the mashkin, he has to swear. Why? Because otherwise we're afraid. No, the malva has to swear here. Because otherwise we're afraid. Shema yishava zeh, maybe the labor will swear. And then the yotia leyes the pekodin. And then the malva will take out the mashkin. And like the shvua will be a false shvua. So we don't want that to happen. Therefore there's a takana that the malva always has to swear. The question is a high. On which case do we have this takana? Elaine, if you want to tell me a sefer on the sefer where the malva was really a moed v'miksas, so Mar says treat them. For typically the shvua gabi malvahi, the sefer the malva was the moed v'miksas. That the malva admitted that I lent you a seller and the mashkin you gave me was worth five dinrin. So the malva admits I owe you back one dinner, and the leiva says no, you owe me more, you owe me two seloyim. So if you owe me an extra seller, so therefore shita the malva has to swear. He's the moed v'miksas over here. So a moed v'miksas ataina. So why do you have to tell me there's a new takana here that the malva has to swear? Pshita the malva has to swear. Ela rado amar shmul ha-reisha. It's going on the reisha. That what? Am I reisha? I say for the reisha. Which case? Sela v'sicholov. That I lent you a seller. Shekel or yeshova. This mashkin was worth a shekel. So therefore, the malva told the loiva, you still owe me a shekel. V'alo yem, the loiva says back, loi, kiela sela v'sicholov, shloisha din ha-yeshova. That the seller, I borrowed a seller, and the mashkin was worth three dinarim. So I only owe you one dinner. Here, Chayiv, Teshua Gabi Leivu. Really, the Leivu should have to swear. He's a Moed of a Miksas. The Leivu admits that he owes him one dinner, but he's being Kaifa, I don't owe you two dinners. So he's being a Moed of a Miksas. So in such a case, really, the Leivu should have to swear. But the Yom Rabbonim, the Rabbonim say, Shino, Lishtava Malva. We're going to make the Malva swear. Atakona. Why? Because we're afraid, Shema Yishova Zeh. Maybe if the Leivu swears when he's a Moed of a Miksas, maybe the Leivu will swear false. He'll swear first how much the mashkin was really worth. He'll say, like I said, it was only worth three dinrin. And then after he swears, the yoytzi alo yes epikodin. Then the malva will take out the pekodin and says, like he says, no, it's only worth a shekel. That's what we're afraid about. Therefore, the malva has to swear. Now the question is, v'yim yisra Rav Huna, go like Rav Huna says, kivon de mishtab malva shen b'shusai, heichi motzi mafiklei. That since the malva has to swear first, a shvua shen b'shusai, once the malva has to first swear that wasn't his b'shus, so pshita, the malva can't take out the mashkin. So really what we should have done is, first let the malva swear, it's not a my reshus. And then we should let the leiva swear. Amarava, she'edim shenisvacha, we're talking about here, the malva doesn't have to swear that edim was burnt up. Hiyochi yisom, meichimayt, how would he bring it out? Elamar v'yesa, she'edim shenignavo, the edim that was stolen. So yisom, meichimayt, how would he bring it out? The Torah ha'maisla, we're afraid he'll go and get it.
Alright, we'll stop here. We'll fast Kamara again tomorrow.
You're holding that lamed hey and aleph. Skin on top. Okay, and the Gemara, the last Gemara we had was Rav Huna said a chiddush. That Rav Huna said that even in a case when a shoyma, let's say it's a shoyma chinam, and he tells the owner, listen, even though it was stolen from me,
I'll pay you up. So the Mishnah says in such a case, the Shoyma lady receives kefil. If we find the ganif, so the ganif has to pay the kefil to the Shoyma. Now, since the Shoyma did him a favor and didn't swear, but he paid up right away, therefore the owner gives him back the kefil. Now, Rav Huna said a chiddush before, that even so, mashbi noisai shvur shayna b'shusai. Still, we make the Shoyma swear to us that he does not have the animal in his own possession. Like, even though the Shoyma is admitting that it was stolen from him,